The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker. Still can't understand Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the man.
Good evening, Detroit.
Gary, I got to tell you, it feels really weird not having my cord. You know what I mean? You used to having a cord, and then you don't have a cord. And it's like I feel weird, strange, that I should be doing something with my hands, but I can't because I have no cord. Don't read anything into that. Okay, it was a legitimate equipment issue. So that's all I'm saying.
You're terribly old, and you forgot the cord at home?
So No. The cord has an issue, so we can't use the cord today. No big deal. It's just that Gary's going to do all the music from his spot. It's not my cord, but it's not about that. It's just that when you're used to something, we started on the 24th of March.
That reminds me of a story my mother told me.
What, about a cord?
Yeah. When I was born, you know what I mean? When I was born and the doctor, you know, pulled me out or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if I like where this is going.
And my mother said, "Oh, my God, it's a boy. Look at that. Look at him." And the doctor said, "Mrs. Parker, that's the umbilical cord."
Oh, I get it. Right. Now that, you know what? That's actually what we call a joke.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Funny, right?
It's funny.
Thank you.
Doesn't really offend anybody.
Just funny.
Doesn't hurt anybody. No problems. That's a joke. Now let me just say this. Rob Parker's back for the first time in 3 days. He was on assignment. Is that what... Well, I was saying that.
I was on assignment.
He was on assignment. California.
I had stuff to do. You know that.
Last couple of days. And all I said to myself today. I did a lot of talking for the last 2 days. And John Davis was kind enough to come in. I said, it's a Wednesday. It's June 18th. Rob hasn't been here. And the Kansas City Royals are in first place. I might not have to speak all night. I might just take a back. I thought we'd have pizza. There's no Juniza tonight.
Okay.
EP's eating something else. I don't know what it is.
What is that, fried rice?
But see, now here's what I did. In anticipation of the fact that we might not have pizza tonight, I had a lovely tuna fish sandwich at about 4:30.
Okay.
White albacore tuna with a little lettuce, some Miracle Whip.
No tomato slice?
No, I didn't have any left.
Okay.
And some multi-grain bread.
Okay.
It was very tasty.
Very healthy, too.
Some star-kissed white albacore tuna. And I'm good to go. Now, EP comes in, I think, with a full, I don't know what that is. It's a bowl of something. How do you have a bowl of something? He doesn't even want to talk. He's laughing. He doesn't want to talk about it. What is it? He's going to write it on the screen right now. What is it that you're eating? Because it's a bowl. It looks like a bowl of Chinese food or something. Oh, it is. It's beef fried rice. Looks very tasty. So I had mine at 4:30. EP's having his at 7:05 because we don't have pizza tonight. So Juniza will continue. Hopefully tomorrow. So, Rob, how was your time? How was your trip?
Everything was wonderful. Everything was good. Got some work done. Got to see my godson, who you know, Christian, who has been in here with us, Mark, over the years when he came to visit, who graduated from Stanford on
Stanford.
Sunday.
Don't make light of that. In fact, Rob sent me pictures. His godson graduated from Stanford University in Palo Alto, California.
Beautiful.
It's a great school.
At the football stadium, Mark, which was great. and Bill and Melanie, is that her name? His wife? Is
who?
It Melanie?
Bill Gates and Melinda.
Melinda, sorry.
Bill and Melinda Gates were the commencement speakers.
They were a dual commencement speech. This was on Sunday, so I was able to see that. That was wonderful. It was great. It's great.
I was going to actually show, if I might, the picture of you.
And Christian.
Yeah, I can do this. Hold on. I'll put it right in the camera here. I'll put it right. If you're watching at parkerandtheman.com, you'll be able to see this. Here we go. I'll come over here.
Was it played on here, though?
What?
Was this comment on here, Mark?
It should have been. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Here you go. Here's the picture.
You see him? Look at Christian. Mark, do you remember how little he was when he first started coming to Detroit?
He died of a grasshopper.
Yes. Look at him.
Here, I'll give you a
smart young guy.
Picture from.
Very good.
You have to talk. I can't do that.
No, I got you. Christian Davis Bailey. What a smart kid. Mark already got a gig and going to be working in San Francisco.
There's
a stadium and everything. Yeah, look at that. Very nice. I like the stadium, too. Very nice.
Okay.
All right, so there you go.
That's Rob's weekend, as well as the assignment work that he did, and you were on Sports Final Edition. We actually played that on Monday, your Clubhouse Confidential segment with Jamie on Sunday night. We even talked about the Brady Hoke part of that as a topic, whether or not the seat is hotter than Hades for Brady Hoke in this 2014 upcoming college football season. And he got a great player for 16. I don't know if you saw at least an offer. They made an offer. I shouldn't say they got him. A young fellow by the name of Elijah Holyfield has committed to Michigan.
Well, but we need to move forward.
How about that, though?
That's fine.
Who's his father?
Evander.
Evander Holyfield.
Very nice.
But he's got a lot to choose from yet. It's not a done deal at Michigan.
But
I'm just avoiding it.
Well, but you talked about it, and you know what? People called me a hater and blah, 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 blah. Where's Greg? Greg called up after the Tigers swept.
Oh, the loss I don't care about.
Three in Kansas City. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Loss I don't care
but
anymore.
But, Mark, look at this team. I called them on Twitter today officially. They are the Titanic of MLB. They will not recover from this, Mark. This is a bad team, a team that I thought was bad from the beginning. When you strip away what they've done, when you take away a veteran manager, this was Dave Dombrowski being the smartest guy in the room, Mark. You know what? I'm smarter than you. I don't have to pay this high price. I got a team, right? I don't have to pay this high price. I'm going to give this young, smart guy the manager's job for a team that's supposed to go to the World Series and maybe win it? I told you
a week ago. I have
a
different take now on that.
On what? Tell me.
I think now that the more I dive into this, starting with the head, which would be Ausmus, all the way down to the moves that were made in the offseason. Prince Fielder gone. As it turned out, that worked out great, right? Because he's missing the whole year. Kinsler's been fine. Ian Kroll's been okay. And Prince, you have nothing to compare it to because Prince is out for the season. But Fielder, Pfister, Peralta, Infante, Dave Dombrowski's smarter than this. And I have a feeling he did this, Rob. I said, now, I think he did a little crossing his fingers. I really do. I think he might have come off as one perception when he did press conferences to try to be confident and to be presidential and all that. But I think in his heart of hearts, he knew that this thing was very possibly going to start spiraling. And so I think if you asked him honestly and openly, Dave, are you really that stunned? If he was talking to you and not in a press conference, he'd say, nah, I'm not that stunned. I'm not that blown away by it.
I don't, Mark. I don't believe that. I think that he thought he could figure it out. Hey, I got these two studs at the top of the rotation, and then everybody always kind of disses Anibal Sanchez because he doesn't win a lot of games, even though he has a great ERA. He always seems not to win, so that's why you don't always put him up there because he doesn't have the 20 wins. But anyway, if you look at those three, he goes, we have three great starters. We got a young kid. We should still be able to make it through. We got the best hitter in the game right now. We got this. We got that. You know, like he looked at it. Ian Kinsler's our second baseman, and maybe we'll get lucky with the third baseman or whatever. The shortstop injury, obviously, he didn't think about that. And Dirk's injury. Remember, a couple guys have gotten hurt.
So what are you saying? He thought he had enough to get himself to win a fourth division and go to a fourth. You think that?
I really believe
so
that.
So you're saying that even though we don't know how this is going to play out towards the end, we know more than he does. Is that what you're saying? Because we didn't see it.
No, we didn't see it. I'm telling you.
We were definitive in not seeing it.
I know. But
so we're smarter than Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, because you
it's
know
fair.
What? Because
fair.
No, because I think, Mark, even a lot of people in town, the other guys, and I'm going to tell you this.
I heard nobody else pick anybody but the Tigers to win the division.
Exactly. And I'm going to say this to you, and this is not about stroking ourselves or whatever. There's a lot of guys in town who just follow sheep. They follow the sheep. Whatever's the most obvious pick, it's always the same thing. And that's why you got to get away from it. When you pick to listen to people on the radio more and get some information, I understand it's entertainment or whatever. What do we always say our show's about? Fun and informative, right? Give you some information. Mark, I'll give you two. I'll give you two. Last year, 6-3. Rob, are you going to change your pick? Mark, what'd you pick them? They won 5 games, right?
It was Lions, right?
Right,
talking Lions. No.
Sorry, Lions.
I picked them to win 5 games.
You picked 5. I said 7-9, 6-3, right? Oh, they're going to win 12 games. What are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. Right? It's not a, we don't sit here and make our picks because we're rooting against the Lions or rooting against the Tigers. That's the dumbest.
No, in fact, quite the opposite. I have a better vested interest in my life if they win.
Right,
if the teams do well, I get more work.
Exactly.
I get freelance stuff.
Sure.
Get paid.
And what people don't understand is you got to stop listening to these guys who don't know the game or don't do any homework or don't really take a look. It's so easy to look at Mark and say they got Cabrera and Verlander and Scherzer. They're going to win the Central, and the Central's a piece of garbage. We were the only guys. We were the only guys, Mark. And what did I say? We both said wild cards, right? Wild cards. We did not pick them for the division.
Which right now they'd be hanging very close to not making the wild card. If the season ended today, I think they'd be in as the last wild card.
But, and they might not with the way things are going and things are happening. So I guess my whole point is there's a method here. There's some research. There's some homework. There's work being done. Because when you tune in, you want to listen to somebody who has more knowledge than you, don't you? Or do you want to listen to the guy sitting next to you on the couch?
I still want to believe.
Who knows as much as you do watching the television.
I still want to believe that a guy who's been in baseball for 30 years, who I once called a genius, and actually was published in Jack Ebling's book with my quote saying, Dave Dombrowski's a genius. I want to believe that a guy who's got at least one Super Bowl, World Series ring on his finger and has gone a couple more times, maybe might know a little more than I do about the sport, just a touch, about the ins and outs and how you put something together. I mean, I know it's not genius material. We've always said that, use that phrase all the time, ad nauseum. It's
Mark,
not genius material.
Everybody wants to make it like these guys.
But if everybody could do it and get it right, Theo Epstein would have the Cubs turned around by now.
But those guys, Mark, there's certain things. Don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is I saw this coming from a mile away. And when you talk about good teams and Kansas City, starting pitching, Mark, defense, and a bullpen, all they need is timely hitting. You don't have to win 12-5. Timely hitting, two-out hitting, right? That's how you win. They have everything. They had five guys last year, Mark, five guys who were nominated for Gold Gloves. Five.
Well, they're a defensive gem.
Are you
and their back
me?
End bullpen has been great for 3 years now.
For 3 years? This
three
is
years.
Not new.
And their closer, Greg Holland, has to start being known as one of the elites in the game.
He and
Kimbrel from the Braves are probably the two best in the game.
So I'm sorry. They just take the first three of the four games. Did James Shields pitch in any of those games?
No, we've always been through that, too. Some of the best pitchers. Felix Hernandez didn't have to pitch for the Mariners to kind of clean up. You know, we've seen that. That's the difference between this year and the past years.
Right. And that's what I'm
saying. They're not even facing aces and still losing.
And they're still losing. He's not even in the four game. They missed him. Who did they miss before? When Toronto came, they missed Burley.
It was Mark Burley.
They missed King Felix in Seattle. We could go on and on. They've missed all these guys, and they're still losing. That if you lose to King Felix or you lose to Mark Burley, I get it. I do get it. All right, 248-848-1130, but the biggest story and the thing that's going to be national around is what happened in the press conference.
Man, oh, man.
And although he's apologized quickly and he caught it, Mark, it showed a lot, and it has to bother you. And explain, do we have it, Gary, or no?
No.
No, okay. Was it on the broadcast?
I can read you the comment.
No, okay.
I'll read
Go
it
ahead, read it, and then we'll take
We'll do your thing
it.
First, then I'll read the comment.
All right, time for the official sports night with Parker and the Man. Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
We do it every night that we're on the air. It's the honor of... the honor and the anniversary of the 40th year since Henry Aaron hit number 715 to pass the Babe, and you get to hear Milo Hamilton do it. It also tells you that right now in Metro Detroit, on a kind of weird windblown, stormy, hot to cold. It's hot and it's cold Wednesday. It's 7:15 on Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. I never even asked you, Gary, if we have all the accoutrements back. Are we good to go? Okay. I never even thought about asking you from yesterday if we have everything back from yesterday.
All right, let's start the show, and then you'll read the quote, and we can get into some calls and talk to people. Because when it comes to the Tigers, I'm
a little down. I'm disappointed
today. What was the
today?
Score today? 2-1.
2-1 was
that's
the final.
That's all they could do. I thought James Shields was pitching today.
Jeremy Guthrie has his moments. Although he had 10 bad outings, and then he finally came back in his last one. He's been not very good.
Not very good, and they let him off the hook.
My name's Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who does not approve of Team Croatia's naked pool romp after its soccer game in Brazil, which is weird because there is a sign at his own pool at his house that reads, Nude Croats Only. It said Nude Croats Only. I don't know what that means, but click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker the Man. Great to be back on this Wednesday, stormy Wednesday night, Metro Detroit. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson, of course. EP, Gary, Nick, all on the other side of the glass.
That's Nick Deer right over there.
Nick Deer, that's
Nick
right.
Nick Deer right over there.
They had a show. He had a TV show, wasn't
Nick
it?
Nick Deer?
Yes, Deer. Yes, Nick Deer.
Yes, Nick Deer?
Yes, Nick Deer.
Doesn't he look like Verlander more and more? A little like Verlander?
Just a little bit, yeah.
If you put a Tiger hat on Nick Deer, I swear to goodness.
He looked like
with that 8:30 shadow he's got going, he looked like Verlander.
But
and Kate Upton's right behind him, right?
Uh-oh,
now.
No, she's under the desk. Oh, stop.
Is that right? Who knew? Remember, he's a married man over there.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mrs. Nick. They're all on the other side of the glass, Mark. So much to do, so little time.
Oh.
248-848-1130. Read what he says. Chime in, please. We want to hear what people are thinking. And, Mark, I've already said it. I thought his hiring was a mistake. And I think Dave blew this one. He was trying to be the smartest guy in the room, and he blew it.
Here's the quote after the 2-1 loss to the Royals. Yeah, it's not fun, he said. Like I said once, I got on the field, I'm always in a good mood, especially if I'm driving and it's sunny out. Once I'm here, I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm the exact same person that you would have seen on day one of spring training. After that comment, somebody followed up with, what about when you go home and not at the park, Brad? Quote, unquote, I beat my wife.
Did people laugh? Was there a chuckle in the room?
Nervous laughter,
yeah.
Let me finish the quote to be fair to Brad Ausmus. I beat my wife. I'm just kidding. No, luckily my wife and kids are fantastic. I do get a little mopey at home, but my kids and wife are good. They've seen me in a bad mood after a loss, so they've been great. And then he went back to it because he knew what he did. I didn't want to make light of battered women. I apologize for that if it offended anyone. That's at the same press conference. He knew it later. Dartmouth guy figured out that he said something stupid that he shouldn't have said.
He figured he's going to be on The View tomorrow is what he figured.
Well, it's making big time national rounds right now. It's trending hot on Yahoo and Google. And here's my take. I'll just use that word, which I hate, and you know I do. I'm very disappointed in this guy. To me, when you utter those four words, I beat my wife, there's a predisposition in your head to say it. Anytime a guy says any kind of slur, there's a predisposition that's somewhere lurking in there. And the reason I say that is, and I'm going to start to call him this now, son, you really screwed up. And I can say son because this is the first Tiger manager that I've been around that's younger than I am, that's younger than you are, Rob. Should know better. Dartmouth educated. You can't have it both ways about the Ivy League. And I said that to Rob earlier.
All they say is
Rob's from the – he went to Columbia. That's in the Ivy League. And I said, do you hold yourself, Rob Parker, to a higher standard because of the college you graduated
Absolutely.
From?
Absolutely. There's
no question, right?
There's no question about it. There is a thing. I mean, you go to a prestigious university. You're supposed to have some stuff where you can think about the ramifications just for that to come out your mouth about beating anybody. And we talk about it all the time, Mark. Even I remember people using the term, you know, the tank top, the white tank top. What do they call it?
I was gonna get to that. I have a lot of them. I've never referred to it as a wife beater.
EP?
Never.
EP? What do you do?
It's a sleeveless T-shirt.
Do you call it? You know, the
never use the term.
But do you know everybody uses that term?
Some people use it flippantly.
Right.
I got a wife beater on today.
Right. I mean, you know where, you know where that came from? From what's that, the show Cops? Because every time they would take somebody out of...
Is this true? Is this where it came
from? No, but I'm saying how it became, like, unpopular. Am I right, Gary? How it became, Mark, because every time they pulled
I know what you're talking about. They pull them out. They always be wearing the same thing.
Oh, they always had the same thing on.
No shoes, ripped shorts.
And a shirt is what they're really called. And then people started calling them white beaters.
Yeah, it's a stigma surrounding that kind of human that you always see on those television shows.
Always. And that's when they started calling them wife beaters.
I've never referred to it. Now, here's another thing. We've both been with plenty of females, right? Have you ever even, as a joke?
No, stop.
Never, right?
Stop, no.
What would have happened to you had you done that? Let me tell you what would happen to me now if I do that. I'll tell you where I won't be sleeping.
No, of course not.
Okay?
Right.
Even as a joke, no, I would never say such a thing.
And then people always say, oh, this world is so politically correct, you can't say
that's
anything.
Not politically. It has nothing to do with it.
That's not politically correct. It's just not. Why are we
common decency.
Why are we making jokes about
have you ever known women? Anyone who's been battered by a gun?
Sure.
Of course you have.
Sure.
I've had to deal with them.
Yes. It's not fun. It's not. It's a terrible
fun.
Thing. No, I'm just saying it's not.
I can't even use a not fun line. It's beyond belief. If you've ever been around a female who really has been tattered and torn at the hands of another male.
Right.
I mean, I can stand and hold my head high. I've never even come close to doing such a thing.
Right.
I can walk down the street with my head. No matter what happens to me, no one can ever come to me and say, well, you did this to me.
Right.
Nobody. They could all be listening from the time I was 4 years old to today.
Wait a minute. What happened? The lines are lighting up.
But away from the fact that I'm not trying to get too crazy on this, Brad, it's a baseball question. Rob and I do this all the time. It's a baseball question at a baseball postgame press conference. Be prepared for the questions.
Know what you're going to get into. You already know it.
Rob, when you're 9-20... in your last 29 games, and you've gone completely down the crapper.
Titanic. The Titanic of MLB.
It's no longer
ship.
It's no longer an aberration. It's a pattern. We've hit pattern stage for the Tigers. Expect that when you walk, and you know what, Brad, you got that other managers didn't do? Jim Leland ate with his pork chops and his feet on the desk and took questions around his desk. Sparky Anderson did the same. So did Buddy. So did Louis Pujols. So did Larry Parrish. So did Alan Trammell. You got it so that they would put you behind a thing.
You know
you're
exactly,
protected by a desk.
But you know where you're in front of cameras and you already know it's a press
not
conference.
Not a mystery.
It's a press conference. You're not off the cuff. It's a press conference, right, Mark?
Leland every day said, God, you wait.
Mark, when they walk you from... When
you
they
know
walk,
what you're doing.
You know what you're doing, right? You're not sitting there at your desk eating a pork chop and maybe you're like... I just kind of lost myself.
They're not
right.
Leading you to the gates of hell, although you might think they are.
It might.
But part of your education, sir, son, is making sure you're prepared to deal with the media. And it's, you know what? A lot of times I blame us because we've been way too lax in being serious about these post-game things because they're day in and day out, and they're not like they were. Rob will attest to this, too. There's a whole different attitude as how we do the media stuff 20 years ago, 30 years ago to today. Am I right or am I wrong?
Absolutely. It's totally different.
We've let them off the hook. We let them do whatever they want. They say whatever they want. Most post-game press conferences are brutal and innocuous. There's not even a reason to be there.
So, Mark, I don't go to those things because you're not going to get anything
get
from
nothing.
Them.
I'd get rather nothing. Do stuff on my own, get my own interviews if I can. Those post-game pressers are the worst.
All right, 248-848-1130. Where are you with Brad Ausmus, big deal, not a big deal, Tigers. I you know what, Mark? I told you before. What was that, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? Mistake. And if you're Dave Dombrowski, if he's not suspended for a game
well,
or something.
Well, I'll get to that part. There should be penalty to pay for the four words he said.
Because he doesn't. He represents the organization.
He's a Tiger manager. He's not the Brad Ausmus manager.
No, he represents the city of Detroit and the organization.
KC, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMay. What's up?
Hey, Mark, who's the new guy?
Stop it. You're killing me with that comedy.
And, Rob, you know, you only let soccer players into your pool.
Is that it?
Yeah, because they're trained at not handling your balls.
Oh,
that's great. Casey, might be the best one ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Might be the best one you in all the years we've known you, the best one ever.
And you know what, guy? And this Brad Ausmus, you know what? He shouldn't have gone there. Even Jim Price will tell you that's not a nice area.
That is not a nice area, is right.
Oh, my my goodness. I want to say, has he been lion eyes as a tiger? I mean, raping a cougar are probably the four other words you could say, with Evan Reed that, will get you in less trouble.
Oh, stop. But,
guys? And, I'm glad he wasn't eating like Leland. But he should have probably had his pig's foot in his mouth at that point. But, how do you think that's going to be a joke in this climate with the PC? And that, I was talking about Aaron Hernandez yesterday and how he could never get away with it, like OJ got away with it. You can't get away with saying that these days.
Hey, Casey, the only thing I can tell you is I understand when guys slip up. I'll slip up again. Rob will slip up. We're on the air. We're in front of cameras and microphones.
We're talking for 3 hours.
Wow. Something's going to happen. I'm not perfect. He's not perfect. Brad Ausmus isn't perfect. It was a terrible thing to say. It was a flippant comment. I want to take him at his word that right immediately he was very sorry for saying it. He's kind of a, placid guy. He doesn't give too much emotion on either side. Too crazy. The ups, George Perlis with the old, let the highs get too high and the lows get too low. But I don't know, man. When you've got to be better than this. When you're a rookie manager and you're in your first foray, you got to be better than others. You can't be the same.
Yes. I mean, as a rookie, you would expect him to make rookie mistakes. But that's on the field. That's not, in front of them.
No, he's talked in front of the cameras for 20-some-odd years. That's not new to him.
As a player and now as a coach. So, I mean, I think it's kind of analogous, and hopefully it'll go blow over. I hate to say that, not like the Michael Salmon said, but the whole comment. That didn't seem to take much traction, but then Michael Sam came out after it. So I don't know what they're going to say when a guy goes over to the sidelines for a blow. But,
Casey, you should have stopped while you were ahead, buddy, because you had it going.
Thanks, Casey.
You had it going with the nude soccer players. That one I get.
248-848-1130.
What are you looking at?
There.
Oh, no, we'll take more calls coming up. And also, I've got a different penalty that I think really needs to be levied. I don't think you should get off unscathed.
No. And also, Mark, I'm convinced more than ever that the collapse here, this is the fraudulent Tigers were the 27-12 Tigers. Those were the fraud.
That was the aberration.
That was the aberration,
not the rule.
Because you know what, Mark, go back and really just they were about 500, had this one little hot streak where they won a number of games that put them at 27-12. And if you look at their season as a whole, they've been underachievers.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann. It's a Wednesday. It's June 18th. It's a little stormy. It's Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Did I mention it's a Wednesday? It's Detroit's 11:30. WDFM The Fan. Look, Noah's back. Noah's back. Back again. We'll talk with him next. Come on, Noah. Keep it clean, buddy. Keep it clean. And we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Turn the wrong one on. Here we are right around 7:30, and it's time for On This Day in 1984. Don't laugh, Nick. It's not that funny just because we're having a conversation. June 18th, 1984 was a Monday, and the Tigers were back home after a 7-3, 10-game road swing. They opened a 3-game set with the Yankees in front of 40,315 at Tiger Stadium. It was Milt Wilcox versus 45-year-old knuckleballer Phil Niekro. Each team scored in the first inning. New York got an RBI double from Don Mattingly, while Detroit countered with Kirk Gibson's 8th homer of the season, 8 for Gibby. In the 5th, Mattingly hit a sack fly, driving in Willie Randolph. Yankees led 2-1. That was it. No more scoring. Tigers only got 3 hits off Nuxie, 2 of them by Gibson. In the 9th, Niekro got the first 2 outs on fly balls before walking both Johnny Grubb and Chet Lemon. Manager Yogi Berra, Yogi was managing the Yanks back then, pulled Niekro in favor of Jose Rijo. Rijo then got Larry Herndon to ground out fielder's choice Bobby Meacham to Randolph. 2-1 the final. Randolph scored both runs, and Nuxie upped his record to 10-3. He was 45 years old at the time, and he was 10-3. How about that? Not too bad. Wilcox fell to 7-5. Detroit was 47-17, back 30 games over 500, and 5.5 games up on the AL East. And it all happened 30 years ago today on the road to the World Series, presented as always to you by Comerica Bank. Sports Wrap is next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, Noah will be next up. 248-848-1130. Talking to the Brad Ausmus I don't even know what to call it.
Saga.
Is it not a saga now?
Yes, because
it's saga status.
Well, because it's not just the comment is bad enough. Look at what his team has done. It was a month ago. Everybody says he's the manager of the year.
I'm still stuck on today's comment. I can't get past the "I beat my wife" comment. Brad. You said hit the. You know, I'm a little discombobulated
because
I don't hit my own thing.
Time for a sports wrap, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Third game of the 4-game series, the Royals have won them all, and they've won them by a combined total now, what is it, like 22-6 or some terrible stupid. They've had a 3-game aggregate score against the Tigers of 24-13 is the aggregate score so far in this series. 2-1 the final today. Alex Gordon, RBI single in the first. He made a great catch in the game, too. I mean, really great catch. Omar Infante with a homer in the fifth. He's got 8 ribbies in the series against his former team. J.D. Martinez had the only run of the game in the seventh. He hit a homer off Jeremy Guthrie, who struck out 9 6⅔. He got V-Mart twice. Drew Smyly went 7 innings. He pitched fine. 7 hits, 2 runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts, but nothing doing hitting-wise. Greg Holland gets his 21st save in 22 chances. Smyly, by the way, falls to 3-6. One more game in the series. It's the makeup game. It's another afternoon game. It's Sanchez and Duffy tomorrow. And Duffy's his ERA is a lot better than some of these other guys, so he might be tough too. Tigers are now 36-32. There's 4 over .500 and a game and a half now back of the Kansas City Royals. 10 straight wins for the Royals is their longest win streak in 20 years.
And Ned Yost was this close, Mark, when they lost. Remember they got swept by Houston? They were this close from pulling the trigger on him.
Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil. USA doesn't play again until Sunday. Right now, second half, Croatia is blowing out Cameroon 4-0. 4-0 right now, Croatia. And God knows what will happen after that game. Look out, pool party. Netherlands, the Dutch beat Netherlands beat the Australians 3-2. Memphis Depay, there's a name. A sub scores the winner in the 68th minute for the Dutch. And the defending champions are out. We'll have a new World Cup champion. Because Spain, who had won their last 3 major tournaments, has lost the first 2 games, matches, if you will, in the World Cup. Chile beats Spain 2-0. Claudio Bravo with 6 saves. Chuy Bravo with 6 saves for Chile. Parade and rally going on literally as we speak right now in San Antonio for the Spurs' 5th title in the Pop Duncan era. Rally starts right around 10 o'clock at the Alamo Domes. If you're going, leave now. Other baseball, American League Orioles shut out the Rays 2-0. Nelson Cruz hit his 22nd. Red Sox over the Twins 2-1 in 10 innings. Really interesting game. No score after 9. John Lackey was fantastic. 9 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts. He leaves. Yumin York comes in. Gives up a home run to Parmalee in the 10th to make it 1-0 Twins. And in the bottom of the 10th, Mike Napoli after David Ortiz, back-to-back home runs. The walk-off by Napoli, the Red Sox win it at Fenway 2-1. Yumi Yura gets the win after the great effort by Lackey for giving up a home run of the 10th. He gets the W. A's over the Rangers. I love baseball with that, huh? 4-2 A's over the Rangers. That means Oakland 44-28, best record in baseball. Obviously in Cleveland, no game tonight. The rain that we had is now there. Postponed rain tonight, the Indians and the Angels. Yankees lead the Jays 1-0 second, the day after Rob's favorite, Tanaka. Won another game. Mark, let me tell you. Mark.
We talked about who's going to start the All-Star game. You told me Burley.
Yeah,
Burley's
still think
a couple
so.
Starts now. You still think he's going to
start? I still think he should start. So far. You got time.
No.
No, Tanaka. I don't want to. No.
Got his ERA's 199.
Can't take it. White Sox over the Giants, 7-6. Guess who hit his 20th home run of the season? After getting ripped by his manager and coaches, Robin Ventura, for not running out. A play at first base.
Well, good. Get that out of his system now. Let him know that's never going to be accepted. I don't care if you hit 20 bombs. You got to run it out.
That.
Right.
And
right?
Abreu came right. He apologized and it was wrong.
Don't do that.
It was a drop third strike. He did not choose to run to first base.
No, you run to first base. Do not get in a bad habit.
Abreu hit his 20th home run. Chris Sale 6-1. Nationals over the Astros 1-0 second. Mariners Padres later. National League 18 hits for the Phillies. They doubled up the Braves 10-5 in Atlanta. Jake Arrieta, 11 strikeouts for the Cubs. They beat the Marlins 6-1, but guess who hit his 20th home run of the season? Giancarlo Stanton. So your two favorites each hit their 20th home runs on the same day. Mets beat the Cardinals this afternoon 3-2. Reds lead the Pirates right now in the second 1-0. And the U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst, begins tomorrow. 11-year-old Lucy Lee tees at 7:07 a.m. She's in sixth grade. She will tee off at Pinehurst number 2, the same course the men just played on, that Martin Keimer just dominated. The ladies will now play on for the U.S. Women's Open Championship, and the 11-year-old tees off just after 7 a.m. I do believe we'll keep a tab on that to see how she does. That's your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. How about that? 11 years old, she has a 7:07 tee time in the United States Open Golf Championship. She's in sixth grade, Rob.
Yeah, but all the other
there we go. Basketball players.
Thank you. There you go.
Football players. You got to wait 3 years in a college.
You never stop a prodigy. You let them play. Nobody's sitting there going, she shouldn't play. That's too much.
Oh, Stacey Lewis did.
Right. Oh, did she?
Oh, Stacey Lewis said, absolutely no way, no how should she be playing the United States Open.
No, yes, if she qualifies, she should play.
She asked, what is she in? She's in sixth grade. She should be in sixth grade right now. Go to class.
No.
Someone said, well, you know, school's out for the summer. She should go to summer school.
Oh, look at that. She should go to camp. Go to golf camp.
After all that time, Noah hangs up.
And there we go.
Seriously?
That's fine. All right.
We weren't avoiding you, Noah.
Right. You were next. 248-848-1130. Maybe he has something to do, Mark. He'll call back in. And so Mark, give me your bigger take for people who are just joining us and maybe didn't hear the comment. Would you please, reset it? Let everybody know what Brad Ausmus, almost forgetting about the 2-1 loss and the 3 games that they've lost so far. To Kansas City,
supersedes the loss now.
But you know, a lot of people were drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm going to tell you this, Mark. Take Johnny Peralta off. Look at Infante. He's killing him, right? He's killing him this series. 8 RBIs, couple of home runs. He's killing him.
Is that you?
Yeah. Everybody thought.
So the loss is done. Greg Holland gets the final out. There's a little cool-down period. If you know anything about it, the media goes down from the press box. They go all the way down to the bottom. They wait in by a little door. You have a sign-in sheet. And then you go in and now sit in a press conference room, which never happened in the history of Tiger baseball.
It's always been these small little manager's office.
It was just willy-nilly. If you got first come, first serve. You would try to get in the line first. We'd run sometimes just to get in when it was a big crowd. Just to be the first one to get in.
You wouldn't be able. You wouldn't be the first wave.
You'd be in the back of the room. You couldn't even reach your recorder over to get the comments. You couldn't ask a question because other guys would be around, which was fine. It's just the way it was. So now Brad Ausmus obviously has dictated the fact that he didn't want to do it that way. I'm sure it was recommended to him not to do it. So he's got a cool-down period.
Or maybe they also decided, because they put the thing up behind him with the sponsor.
Well, you got a sponsor
name.
Remember,
you didn't have that with Jim Leland.
And most teams do that now.
Right. They want to get a sponsor. They want to get money.
And I think the reason the Tigers did it the way they did is because it's always been done that way. I mean, ever since the old Dan Ewald days, passed down to Tyler Barnes.
The manager wasn't going anywhere. He'd do it during the playoffs, but just come in my office, we'll talk and let them go.
Sparky was always cool that every manager since, you know, Sparky was around a long time. That was the way it was done. So Ausmus doesn't do it that way this year, first year, obviously. People have gotten a little bit used to it, to go in and sit there and ask their questions. But the reason I'm telling you this is because the time goes by. You've got time to think. He goes in. He's asked a couple of questions. He gets through the usual banter. You know, say, oh, you lost today. What about Drew Smyly? You know, you only got the one run. J.D. Martinez has been hot. What about him? Wow. And then all of a sudden someone says how he keeps his cool during, now it gets generic. How do you keep your cool during this run where you've lost 20 out of 29? And he went something to the point, and here I'll give you the quote. Yeah, it's not fun. Not fun. Like I said, once I get to the field, I'm always in a good mood. Especially if I'm driving and it's sunny out, you know, a little humor. Once I'm here, I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm the exact same person that you had seen on day one of spring training. So someone right after that says to him, what about when you get home? Meaning, you know, that's cool at the ballpark. What about when you're, you know, private? I beat my wife. I'll take a pause from that one for a second. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Crickets. I beat my wife. I'm just kidding. No, luckily, my wife and kids are, this is quote, I'm just kidding. No, luckily, my wife and kids are fantastic. I do get a little mopey at home, but my wife and kids are good. They've seen me be in a bad mood after a loss, so they've been great. Then he waited a little bit. There was a little laughter about the whole thing, nervously. And then he came back to it. I didn't want to make light of battered women. I apologize for that if it offended anyone. So, session's over. He's apologized before he even got to the, you know, before the ink was dry or before the computers were, you know, hot off the presses. I don't know how you pronounce the term. Before the Twitter machine started rolling. He's already apologized for the comment. That'll buy you some people. It'll buy you some time. But you got to go back to the original statement. because it's the predisposition that he puts himself in. He's predisposed to make a comment like this. And I don't think we're making too big a deal at all about it. We're just discussing the issue of a guy taking those four words, dangerous four words.
Nobody's saying,
beat my wife.
Right. Nobody's saying, are you saying he should get fired?
Here's that part of it. I wanted to bring this up. It took me a bit of time because my initial reaction was to fire him.
Really?
Yes. My initial anger and over the vile nature of the comment on a baseball game. It's a baseball game. At the end of the day, it's a baseball game. You make a lot of money for being in baseball. For God's sakes, lighten up.
Always remember where you are.
Yeah, right. Especially when it comes to this, it puts it in perspective, all these things. So I pulled back. I said, okay, wait, Auspice was my guy, even though Lloyd McClendon was my choice.
But you were cool with him.
I was willing to give Auspice the benefit of the doubt and a chance because the Cardinals did it with Matheny, and I see the pattern here. So I'm okay, and I've known Brad and got to talk to Brad. Twice he was here. Don't forget that he was a Tiger twice as a catcher, 96 and then back in 99 and 2000. He actually initiated, I believe he was the first opening day catcher for Brian Mueller at Comerica Park. So he's got a little history with the Tigers as a player. We all know that. He's not just a scumbum who was a minor leaguer. No, he was a 20-year Major League Baseball player.
No. He's got.
He was the catcher for the Astros in the World Series in 2005.
And he also played for the Tigers twice. He's got
two different times.
Yeah, right, okay. We got that.
So we've seen him. We all know he's usually three things. He went to Dartmouth, he's good-looking, and he had a long career as a catcher. That's his
good-looking
three
part thing. Shouldn't have anything to do
whatever.
With him.
But he's bought him probably a lot of doors open, Ron.
Mark, I know.
Don't you think?
As we talked about, what did we talk about with Popovich?
If Brad Auspice was an ugly guy, he'd be the manager of the Tigers today?
Let me ask you this.
I don't.
If Brad Auspice was Popovich and won five NBA,
he wouldn't be the manager of the Tigers today.
But he'd be on everything. No, I'm talking about if Brad was Popovich. I'm saying Popovich had Brad's looks.
Oh,
he would be the cat's meow.
He'd be doing hair commercials.
Right.
I'm Greg Popovich. Try Head and Shoulders.
Five-time championship.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? He would have to stop all the stuff he could do.
I get it.
Too much stuff. I got to coach my team.
Right. I got it.
He'd be in movies. God knows what he'd be in with five titles. Well, that's different than this guy. What a day, huh? Popovich is on a barge on the Riverwalk right now, and Brad Auspice just said, I'd go and beat my wife. Think about it, Brad. Seriously. A guy in your business, in the sports coaching managing business, is on a barge celebrating a championship today for a fifth title.
I'll tell you
in your first year bust out a I beat my wife comment in a postgame.
I can tell you one thing, Mark. It hurt him from this standpoint. If you're Dave and things really go south, you could put it all together and he's got to just put another notch in the why they should pull the plug.
Rob.
Yes or no?
Hold on. My answer will be in this part of the answer. In 1979, Tigers just hired a new manager. Very similar. Guy was about 50 games in. Brad's got Auspice a little more now.
Ask Mo Cheeks who was 50 games in.
Les Moss didn't say beats his wife. Les Moss did nothing wrong. Sparky Anderson became available. Jim Campbell said, I'm going to dump Moss now. Not waiting. Not going to see if Sparky's available a couple years from now. I want Sparky Anderson. They had no problem firing Les Moss as manager. He did nothing wrong, and he was over 500.
But does Dave...
Tigers have precedence, Rob.
Is Dave willing to do it, though, because it would look
no
bad
way.
For him?
No way he's not doing it.
He won't do it because, right? He's the one who thought he found the next guy, Mark. This guy's
Rob
so
Parker.
Smart.
Alan Trammell lost 119 and kept his job. Come on.
And he was there for 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, but the stakes are higher now, Mark. I'm going to tell you, I hear what you're saying. The stakes are higher. The reason Jim Leland is not the manager now is because they had $150 million payroll. And what happened, Mark? They didn't win, right?
And Trammell wasn't coming into a situation where they're fresh off three back-to-back-to-back three-peat in ALCS.
Do you think right now...
Still can't believe they've gone to three in a row.
If you're Mike Ilitch...
They really gone to three in a row?
If you're Mike Ilitch,
yes,
Mark,
yeah.
or the Ilitch family, and you're saying, we're not getting playoff money this year? Are we going...
Millions. You lose millions of dollars.
We got this payroll with these guys, and there's no playoff money coming?
And he's building a hockey rink. Needs all the money he can get.
You don't think they're concerned?
Yeah. Darn right they're concerned.
Well, this ain't a five-game losing streak.
No, this isn't a joke. That's why, Brad, it's not a joke. I'm not saying you can't have a little levity in a press conference. God, go for it. Love it. I beat my wife? And you thought, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. Honey, I would love to know that conversation when he gets home.
Like, what were you thinking? 248-848-1130. Are there still Brad Ausmus supporters?
And what should happen to him? Right. I firmly believe that he needs to be disciplined by the league and by his own team in a fine and a suspension. That's
how
what
long?
I believe.
I went
to 2 weeks. I'll take it to a week.
So you think a week?
A week gone. Bye-bye.
If he didn't manage,
no money.
If he didn't manage tomorrow, I would be cool with that. If they said, we want
to
sit back and think about it. Yeah, one day.
Oh, I got to have a week. I want him a week off. Goodbye. Think about it. Perfect time for it. You're what, 60-something games in? Perfect time for it. We'll take your calls next.
248-848-1130 on a...
Oh, yeah, it's a Shadow League Wednesday. We got Shadow League stuff coming up in the, late 8 o'clock hour?
8:50.
So stand by for that. ShadowLeague.com. It's Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.